USA News, I'm Lance Pry. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy lost his bid for the speakership on the first three rounds of voting on Tuesday. Voting will continue today until someone gets a majority of votes. The House cannot start regular business until a speaker is elected. Representative-elect Byron Donalds from Florida is putting his support behind Jim Jordan from Ohio.
My only thinking was that, Leader McCarthy doesn't have the votes. It's pretty apparent off the first two ballots. And so at that point, then you have to start considering alternatives if he cannot get there. I think Jim would actually make a tremendous speaker.
Let's get an update on actor Jeremy Renner's condition after a snowplow accident over the weekend.
Washoe County Sheriff Darren Balam says Renner was helping clear his neighbor's roads and retrieve a stuck car when he got out of his snowplow to talk to a family member.
At this point, it is observed that the piston bully started to roll. In an effort to stop the rolling piston bully, Mr. Renner attempts to get back into the driver's seat of the piston bully. Based on our investigation, it's at this point that Mr. Renner is run over.
The Oscar-nominated actor was flown to a Nevada hospital where he's being treated for blunt chest trauma and severe orthopedic injuries. On Tuesday afternoon, Renner shared a photo on social media showing his bruised and swollen face with the caption, "Thank you all for your kind words. I'm too messed up now to type, but I send love to you all. I'm Victoria Idoni."
Northern California is preparing for another strong weather system to arrive today that is expected to bring dangerous winds up to 50 miles an hour. Shonda Guzman with the California Department of Water Resources says the snowpack in recent days is a good thing.
We recorded a snow depth of 55.5 inches and a snow water content of 17.5 inches.
Mexico sent 200 military personnel to the northern border city of Juarez to fight organized crime there after a jailbreak. This is USA News.
If you like burritos, which you do, because everyone does, you should try Taco Bell's Chipotle Ranch and Salsa Verde grilled chicken burritos. These masterpieces start with a warm flour tortilla that we stuff with grilled chicken. But the real stars here are the bold sauces, Chipotle Ranch or Salsa Verde. In fact, the chicken is the stage upon which these sauces shine. Like this mic is a stage for me to spotlight my theatrical range. Two chicken burritos, two bold flavors, $2 each. Order on the Taco Bell app. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact local store for prices, hours, and participation, which vary. Tax, extra, loss, plus, less.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The man who set off smoke bombs on a crowded New York subway train before shooting 10 people last April now faces life in prison. 63-year-old Frank James pleaded guilty to terrorism and weapons charges. The plea was made in U.S. District Court in Brooklyn regarding the attack on a Manhattan-bound N train on April 12th. The California driver of a Tesla that fell roughly 300 feet off a cliff Monday at Devil's Slide in San Mateo County has been arrested for attempted murder and child abuse after investigators say they believe the crash was intentional. Dharmesh Patel from Pasadena will be booked into San Mateo County Jail after he's released from the hospital. As expected, Southwest Air is going to suffer a financial crisis due to its meltdown over the holidays.
The airline is facing a class action lawsuit from a man in New Orleans who missed his trip to Oregon when the airline canceled over 15,000 flights over the holidays after a major winter storm on top of a scheduling and routing snafu. The lawsuit in federal court accuses the airline of failing to give passengers refunds after they were stranded. Meanwhile, this passenger is still searching for her luggage in Denver.
They loaded a plane that was never going to take off with all of her luggage, and everyone from that flight, I can tell you, has not seen their luggage since.
She says the airline told her that her bag had to go to Milwaukee before it shipped back to her due to their no exceptions policy to send bags to their final destination. I'm Jeremy Scott.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.